When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on content creating pranks because you see people, it don't matter what platform it is. Originally, it was just considered YouTube pranks, but you see people wanting to do pranks on YouTube, of course, TikTok, Twitch, Kick. I'm trying to think of some other. They probably got people on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. What are some other apps out there? I'm saying you probably got people doing email pranks. I'm saying it's like it gets to a point where those pranks just become flat out harassment, you know, because there's people that's minding their own business, doing their own thing, and bothering a single soul near them around the world. Nobody, right? Minding their own business. And you got somebody that's trying to get views on whatever platform that they're on, and they want to mess with them. And I'm like, fam, why? You know, like that, it's one of those things where it's like, you gotta ask that question, why? Besides the views, why? They ain't did nothing to you, you don't know them, they don't know you, why mess with them? Why harass them? And people don't understand that, people don't understand, and I honestly think that if, depending on what kind of prank that it is, I think there's gonna be a lot of people out there getting arrested. I encourage that. I encourage people to start calling the cops on these prankers when they want to go out, do something to bother you. And I'm like, okay, if it's like if the cop can't arrest them, I'm like, the cops should at least scare them, make it seem like that they're getting arrested. So it's all like, okay, you now know that you can't be out here messing with people because there's going to be consequences behind that stuff. So I just it really trips me out. But so anyway, so the main motivation behind this podcast episode, so this woman, right, sitting down at a restaurant, minding her own business. Now, the guy didn't walk inside. It was like an outdoor. Well, I think it might have been like an indoor restaurant, but you know how like some restaurants got like them outdoor tables and stuff. So anyways, so the woman's sitting on the outside part of the restaurant, right? Sitting there, eating her food, talking with her friend. Out of nowhere, Kick streamer comes up, grabs her food, dipped his hand into her food, grabbed it, walked off. Now, the Kick streamer don't know this woman. The woman doesn't know this Kick streamer. So what gives him the right to do that to somebody? Like that, it's something, because you know they're going to say something stupid. You know their answer is going to be something stupid when they get asked that question. They're like, oh, I'm just, it shouldn't matter. It's like she could just go and get her something else. I'm like, so if she breaks her camera, you could just go out and get another camera, right? If she goes and decides to, let's say she knew some, mixed martial arts. She breaks her leg. You could just go to the hospital and just get surgery, right? I'm saying because it's stuff like that where I'm like, there's no normal, logical answer for that. There's no answer for that. None whatsoever. That woman's minding her own business. She ain't did nothing to you. So it's like, for what reason do you have for you grabbing her food? You ain't paid for her food. So I'm saying like there's no reason for that. There's no reason to be carrying on like that. None whatsoever. And it really trips me out how it's like, I could sit in the comfort of my home, right? I could sit in the comfort of my home. I've been doing this since 2015. I have put out thousands of reaction videos. I have put out thousands of gaming videos. I have put out hundreds of podcast episodes. Probably, I'm trying to think, if I do the math, yeah, it's probably, thousands of podcast episodes from extras and episodes. I've put out a bunch of podcasts and content, thousands of TikTok videos. I've done so many just forms of content from the comfort of, fam, the crazy thing about it, it's not even been my whole house. It's been the comfort of my room. So that's why I'm like, it really trips me out how I can sit down and do all these different videos without harassing people, without bothering people, without disturbing anybody. Like, if you get disturbed by my videos, then you're just a hater. That's how that goes, all right? I'm saying, it's not like you're traumatized by my videos. It's not like you're gonna call the cops on me behind my videos. And it's funny because I remember when I very first started getting into reaction videos, people were trying to, like, tell me, like, oh, what I'm doing is illegal. It's a crime. It's this and I'm that. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you guys can very well... See, the difference between that woman situation and people that have left comments like that underneath my videos, they're situation is that woman, she's gonna probably be under the impression like, I can't go out to restaurants no more. I can't even go out in public because there's gonna be all these people that want to go around and do pranks that's gonna mess up my day. All right. So it's like, that's one thing about it. It's like, I've never, besides haters, other than that, people that just be sitting down, going, scrolling through YouTube, it's not like they wanted to have a physical altercation with me over my videos. I'm like, fam, if you seriously want to fight me because I'm doing a reaction video, no, it ain't because you can relate to that woman. It's because you got mental issues. You got something seriously going on upstairs. If you're that upset over me, the funny thing is like a lot of the times when I do reaction videos, it's never the people that has like an issue with reaction videos. Usually, for the most part, the people that I react to, they're okay with me reacting to their videos. And if not, then fam, I'm like, the thing is this, I've had people, I remember there was this one content creator where she had like compilations up of her and stuff, and I reacted, I think it was to one of them. And so it was even her, it was a fan of hers that told me that, hey, she doesn't like these videos anymore, she's changing and all this other stuff, can you take the videos down? I went and saw that the other content creator that had put together the compilation, he had took a good majority of her videos down. So I was like, just because I just wanted to verify, I just wanted to make sure that this was real, so I'm not just randomly taking a video down, because it might be a situation where she never said that, she actually likes watching my reactions. So but no, I did do some research, I did look around, and I was like, okay, yeah, she wants those videos down. So I was like, all right, cool, I had no problem with that. There was another content creator where she even used to do reaction videos. And I remember there were some other videos that she did that I reacted to. She ended up changing. She contacted me personally and was all like, hey, can you take down the video? So that's the thing. That's one thing about it. It's like, I'm not going to argue or hassle with somebody or have an issue with this. Somebody were to come to me right now and be all like, hey, you reacted to one of my videos, can you please take that video down? They don't even need to say please. They could just say, can you take the video down? You know, I'm changing all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fam, say no more. I'm taking the video down. You ain't got it. You ain't gonna have no beef with me when it comes to that type of stuff. I ain't got no beef with you. I'm saying, like, even if I did, I'm like, fam, it's that type of stuff where I'm like, I have deleted videos with over 100,000 views. Even if that video is my most viewed video, I'm like, bruh, it's one. So, and I know people will probably ask me that question because I know some of my most viewed videos, it involves like some, one, it's mostly just one, but that's because the original video had got taken down and stuff. But no, that, I feel like that video gets a pass because it's really, it's exposing a content creator for being a racist. So I guess if there is ever a time where he does try to come back and be all like, oh, I'm this and I'm that, and I'm like, fam, look at one of my most viewed videos, you're a racist. So for that situation, I'm like, yeah, bro. I'm like that. I'm like, no, you gonna continue getting exposed. I guess if he does go through the process of taking the video down, then he does. But if not, then it's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, bro. I'm now that video is staying up. But any other video, like, let's say for an example, yeah, like the compilations or even one of the videos where it's all like the body cam videos that I'd be reacting to and stuff, and they're all like, hey, you reacted to a body cam video of me. I just thought that was really embarrassing. Can you please take down that video? Say no more. I'm taking the video down. You ain't even got a trip about it. Done. So I'm saying, at the end of the day, if I got nothing, I'm sitting in the comfort of my room. Most people will probably call me one of those like, oh, he's a, he never goes outside. He never, you know, like, oh, he's going to be arguing with everybody on the internet. I am the complete opposite, bro. I am the complete opposite. I look for less arguments when it comes to the internet. As a matter of fact, I don't even look for an argument at all. I'm like, nah, when I get locked in to being a content creator, I try to avoid conversations that's going to start an argument. I try to avoid videos to react to that's going to start an argument. Gaming videos that's going to start an argument. I look for the least amount of arguments. If my thing is this, if I'm going to argue with somebody about some stuff, or if we're going to be like mad at it, it's going to be over something funny. It's going to be over something where it's like, we don't got actual hate towards each other. We're chilling. Like, so let's say for an example, if I'm outside recording, right? And if I'm like, oh, Spider-Man, if I'm like talking with my viewers and I'm like, oh, let's say I'm streaming, I'm outside and I'm saying, oh, Spider-Man is the best superhero of all time. And then somebody's like, nah, bro, you crazy. Batman, if we just having a conversation, but the thing is this though, it ain't leading to no fight. It's just two people talking. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the thing is this, what's wrong with going out and about and just having respect for people? And I'm not hearing those stuff where people are like, oh, they gotta earn my respect. No, they ain't gotta earn nothing. So it's one of those things. If you're gonna go out in public and you're gonna be coming across random people and you want them to be involved in your content, you gotta have respect for them. You gotta have a respect around with their surroundings. You can't just disrespect them, disrespect stuff around them, and then think that they're not gonna do nothing about it. Because no, that's exactly what the woman did. So after the dude grabbed her food, she approached him. She tried to break his camera. And I really was hoping that she did. But no, the funny thing is that he got banned from Kick. So that's where I'm like, he brought that on himself. You can't go around and be messing with people and then think that you're gonna build like a, like, my thing is this. If you messing with people to an extent where it's like, it's not bothering them. Like, I've seen some pranks where it's like, I know the one pranks where the people, they'll be walking down the street and somebody be hiding in a van making like sound effects every time they walk. Like, they make it sound like they got like on SpongeBob shoes or something. It's pranks like that where I'm all like, I would laugh about that. I think to myself, like, will I laugh about something like this? And some people might, and see, who knows? There might be people out there who's like, well, what if I don't want nobody making sound effects every time I walk? I'm insecure about the way that I walk. So therefore, I don't want nobody making sound. I'm like, hey, then look, bruh, that's on you. If you don't, I'm not saying that you gotta like that prank, but I'm just saying that's probably the least damaging prank compared to somebody. Because if it came down between that prank or somebody grabbing my food that I pay for, and let's say this is an expensive restaurant too. Let's say I get all this food. I spend like over $100 on my food alone. This ain't even including the person that I might be eating with. No, this is just my food alone. I'm eating my food. Somebody grabs it, ruins the whole food. $100 gone, down the drain, no more. And that restaurant might be on some stuff where they are like, oh, well, sorry, we can't do nothing about that. You're going to still have to pay for the food and things. So we could give you a $5 coupon. And I'm like, bruh, now I'm mad at the restaurant. So I'm like, at this point, I'm like, bruh, I don't want to eat at restaurants. So I'm just going to go home and just make my own food. But that's an experience that I should never have. Versus, I'm walking down the street and somebody's making sound effects every time I walk. Yeah, I'll probably be confused and I'll be looking like, dang, where is that coming from? I know that ain't me. Now I got yelling. I'm like, hey, look, I don't know where that's coming from, but that ain't me, bruh. So, but I'm gonna continue on my way. But the thing is this though, when I'm out and about, I be listening to music. I don't be hearing stuff like that, so it ain't even gonna bother me. But even if I, let's say if I didn't have my music, let's say there might be, because I know there have been some days where I've done that, forget to charge my headphones, or then forgot the headphones, so now I'm like out and about and I gotta listen to the world and things. I'm like, that's just as worse than the prank. But yeah, I'm saying I ain't gonna be tripping over no stuff like that. That's somewhere I'm like, nah, bro, I ain't gonna be tripping over no stuff. I ain't gonna be tripping over like, what was that one show? It was like Just for Laughs. Like, I know they would do funny pranks on there, but the thing is this though, when they did those pranks, they made sure it was in good taste. They didn't do no pranks that was gonna have a person scarred or upset trying to fight with people afterwards. Them pranks where it involves people be wanting to fight afterwards, it'd be those pranks where I'm like, yeah, don't do that, okay? It's a simple thing. Don't do stuff like that. So yeah, it really trips me out though when people be doing those crazy pranks, and then it's like, then that was the trippy part about that video. So when the woman had approached the kid, right? So she approached him. She's mad. She's trying to break the cameras and fight with the kid and stuff. he's getting mad at her, talking about like, oh, don't you touch my camera. He was like, oh, I'm gonna, acting like he was going to really do something to this woman. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, fam, that would be so bad on you. Because, yeah, it probably would be bad on the woman for putting her hands on a minor. That, you know, that's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you know, but like, if, let, my thing is this though. Do you think that, and I know people will probably ask, like, well, what would you do in that situation where, let's say, if your kid decides to go out and do a prank, because I know people, because I'm taking a woman's side. How she reacted, she had one hunch, she had every reason to react that way, right? And I know people will probably ask me that question, well, what would I do if I had a kid, and he went out, and he did something like that, and he comes back home talking about, oh, this woman punched me in the face, and she broke my camera. And I'm thinking to myself, like, she just randomly punched you in the face and broke your camera, like, did you do something to her? And then he's like, oh, well, I did grab her food. And I'm like, okay, well, then that's why. You can't be out there doing... I'm like, fam, my thing is this. I am your dad. I am your... You know me. You have seen... That's the whole reason why you're out recording videos and doing... Because I'm a... Or either used to be. I don't know what the situation is going to be like when I have kids. But my thing is this. If I haven't retired, if I'm still doing content creating stuff by the time... when that day comes when I'm having kids and stuff. My thing is this. I'm like, even if I don't... But I'm like, you've seen my videos. You ain't never seen me do no stuff like that. Yeah, I might have argued with people when it came to that, but it was haters that I was arguing with. Why are you going out starting problems with people that ain't even did nothing to you? I'm saying, even if they did do something to you, that's you wasting your time. So that's something where I'm like, I know a lot of people are going to be looking at it like, oh, you're taking that woman's side over your kid. You don't love your kid, blah, blah, blah. Because I did. Look, you got people on the internet, they want to put words in your mouth and they want to turn stuff into something that it's not. So that's why I'm like, no, it's not that I don't love my kid. It's not that. I'm like, that's messed up that you got punched in the face. And that's messed up that she broke your camera. That is messed up that you had to go through that. But you got to sit down and think about it. Do you think you would have went through that outside of it? Because my thing is this, if you never would have grabbed her food, if you wouldn't have did absolutely nothing to her, and she did that to you just randomly, then it would be a problem. I'm like, no, we gotta find this woman, and we gotta do something. I don't know what we gotta do, but we gonna find out something to inconvenience her day. Because it's one thing if she did it to you for no reason, but if she has her reason, and if it's like on some stuff, yeah, where it's like you grabbed her food, I'm like, fam, you brought down yourself. But if it's on some dumb stuff where she's all like, oh, I don't like content creators, I don't like people going out and around recording and being a content creator, being a streamer, then I'm like, no, ma'am, you got issues. And I'm like, it'll be on that type of stuff where I'm like, I gotta call the cops on you. Because I'm like, you put your hands on my child for no reason. But if he grabbed that woman's food, then I'm like, bro, you brought down yourself. Lesson learned. Don't do stuff like that. There's a bunch of other different content that you can do. And my thing is this. Most likely, I am going to still be doing some form of content creating stuff by the time when I do have kids. And my thing is this. I'm like, you literally have all this stuff in the comfort of your home where you could be doing gaming videos, reaction videos, making music, whatever the situation is. I'm saying, bro, within the 4 years, I put out 5 albums, bro. I put out Legacy 1, 2, and 3, Wastelanders 1 and 2, and I'm working on a 6th album, bruh. I put out, bruh, thousands of videos, probably thousands of podcast episodes, thousands of TikTok videos, yeah, YouTube videos, TikTok videos, I'm saying 50 YouTube channels, Instagram videos, and I'm like, and you want to do that? I'm like, yeah, bro, you can't be mad at anybody besides yourself in that situation. So anyways, with that being said, people, stop doing these content creating pranks. There ain't no reason for it. So, but I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.